哥林多前书十五章一到八节。哥林多前书十五章一到八节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如未到产期而生的人一般。这是今天正道的经文。
I wonder how many of us wish we were 12.5 to 18 years old.
我不知道我们当中多少人希望自己是十二岁半到十八岁中间的年纪。
Or able to play basketball on Wednesday evenings.
或者很希望能够在礼拜三晚上能够打篮球。
I fear those days are far behind me.
我觉得我那些过日子已经很遥远了。
But thanks to Alyssa and to Nick for the announcements and to others who participated this morning in the service.
那些 Alyssa 跟那个所有今天早上参与服事的弟兄姐妹。
And a particular thanks to Pauline and Don for sharing about small groups.
特别谢谢 Pauline 和 Don 他们分享他们小组的一些感想。
There was once a Baptist preacher.
曾经有一个浸信会的一个宣教士。
To him, no other Christian group was really Christian.
对他来讲说，没有其他的基督徒的团体是真的基督徒。
If you were not a Baptist, he questioned your salvation.
如果你不是一个浸信会的信友的话，他的教友的话，他会怀疑、质疑你的信。
Once in a church service, he asked, "How many people here are Baptist?"
那有一次在教会的聚会里面，他质疑说，有多少人在座的是浸信会的信徒？
Knowing his reputation, almost all the non-Baptists had stayed away.
那因为知道他的一个威望呢，几乎所有不是浸信会的信徒的人都离开了。
So everyone in the congregation put up their hands.
所以在座的每一个人，他把手都举起来。
Except one little old lady.
除了一个矮小的、一个年老的一个女士。
What denomination are you? The preacher cruelly asked.
那个宣教士他都很残忍的问那女士说：“那你是什么宗派的呢？”
I'm a Methodist, she said.
他说我是寻道会的。
And why are you a Methodist? He responded.
为什么是寻道会的呢？
Well, she said, my father was a Methodist and my grandfather was a Methodist, so I'm a Methodist.
他说我的父亲是寻道会的，我祖父是寻道会的，说我是寻道会的。
The preacher responded, that's simply ridiculous.
那个传教士说这是荒谬的。
Suppose your father was a moron and your grandfather was a moron, what would that make you?
所以他说，假设你爸爸是个笨蛋，你的祖父是个笨蛋，那你是什么呢？
Little old lady thought for a moment and then replied.
那个女士她想了一下子，然后她回答了。
I guess that would make me a Baptist.
她说，那我可能是浸信会的信徒。
Trinity Baptist is one of 170 churches.That form the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
那我们三一浸信会是组成嘉义浸信会170个教会之一的一员。
The Canadian Baptists of Western Canada is one of four Baptist groups across Canada under the banner of Canadian Baptist Ministries.
那嘉义浸信会是加拿大四个浸信会的组织里面，我们隶属于加拿大浸信会宣教事工。
And each November, we are invited to remember and celebrate our heritage as Canadian Baptists.
那每个十一月的时候，我们被邀请来纪念我们身为一个加西浸信会的信徒的一个这个传统。
For many people, church labels are irrelevant.
那对很多人讲，教会的这个标签是不重要的。
Rarely do we identify with a congregation because of its affiliation or label.
我们很少会用一个会员，他因为跟哪一个教会或宗派有关系，来帮他立一个标签。
But this should not mean that we ignore the label.
但是这不意思说我们要忽视这个标签。
It can tell us much.
因为它可以告诉我很多的故事。
We recently got a dog, a pug.
那牧师最近他们养了一只狗，是一个八哥狗。
It's like other dogs.
就像其他的狗一样。
It has four legs.
四条腿。
It eats dog food.
吃狗食。
It pees by fire hydrants.
在消防栓旁边尿尿。
But there's more to this dog than these characteristics.
但是这只狗除了这些特性以外，还有更多的东西。
Pugs are Chinese dogs.
八哥狗它是中国狗。
Did you know that pugs were bred to sit on the lap of Chinese emperors to make them look more regal?
你知道八哥犬它一开始被育种的时候是为了要坐在中国的皇帝的腿上面，让皇帝看起来更有威严吗？
Knowing why Trinity Baptist is a Baptist church is just as important as knowing why pugs were bred.
那要知道说为什么三一浸信会是个浸信会，就好像我知道我有八哥犬，它跟中国皇帝的关系。
And our scripture today is a really good foundation for this.
那我们刚读的经文帮我们立下一个很重要的一个根基。
Paul writes these words to a crazy, mixed-up congregation.
那保罗写这书信给的是一群疯狂或是很混淆的一群会众。
They desperately needed to be rooted in the foundations of their Christian faith.
他们在他们基督教信心上面需要很好的扎根。
In 8 verses, Paul gets to the heart of Christian belief.
在第八节的时候，保罗直指我们信仰的中心。
The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
就是耶稣他死被埋葬，三天后复活。
Upon these truths, Christianity stands.
因为在这真理上面，我们基督徒站立得住。
They are of first importance, as Paul says in verse 3.
他们是第一重要的，就好像保罗在第三节所讲的。
The most important Baptist conviction is the centrality and supremacy of Jesus Christ.
那浸信会最重要的信念就是耶稣基督，他是中心，是我最崇高、最至高的位置。
Crucified for our sins, dead, buried, and raised to life on the third day.
他为我们的罪受死，钉在十字架上，被埋葬。那第三天后复活。
This belief in the supremacy of Jesus gave birth to Baptists in the early 17th century.
那浸信会的会友，他相信耶稣至高的位置是起于在十七世纪的早期。
Back then, European churches were state churches.
在那时候呢，欧洲的教会是属于国家的一个教会。
Linked with the political powers of the day.
当时的权力政治的权力中心是有连结的。
To be a citizen, everyone had to be baptized.
你要当一个公民的话，你就一定要受洗。
And that meant baptized as an infant.
那意思就是说，你在婴儿的时候就要受洗。
Infant baptism was a person's national ID card.
那婴儿礼呢，就是他你的国家的一个身份证。
But as they read the Bible, the first Baptists saw that the only person with authority over the church is Jesus Christ.
但在早期的浸信会的信徒呢，他们在读圣经的时候，发现说唯一有权力超过这一切的是耶稣基督。
No ruler or government had this authority.
没有一个统治者或是政府，他们有这样的权利。
A person should be free to follow Jesus.
每一个人是能够自由的跟随耶稣基督的。
An infant could not make that choice.
但是婴儿他没有办法自己做决定。
So baptism could only be for believers.
所以浸礼是给相信的人而已。
And it could not be a sign of national citizenship.
也不可能是因为你得到一个国家身份的一个象征。
At the time, the government and state churches were horrified.
那时候，政府和教会他们都很恐慌。
So they labeled those who practiced believers' baptism as Baptists.
所以他们就标示那群因为帮信徒实行浸礼的人称为浸信会的信徒。
It was a term of abuse.
这是一个对一个词语的滥用。
Baptists got their name because they believed that following Jesus was a personal decision.
因为浸信会，他相信说，我们有这个名字，是因为每一个跟随耶稣基督的人，他可以自由跟随耶稣基督。
As 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1 says,
就好像在哥林多前书一章十五章一节讲的，
Following Jesus is the gospel which we receive and upon which we take our stand.
这福音你们也领受了，要靠着站立得住。
To be Baptist simply means that Jesus Christ, not the government or the state, is Lord.
那取受被受洗就是因为意思说你相信耶稣基督是主，而不是政府是主，国家也不是主。
And Baptist Christians always look to the Bible.
那浸信会的信徒总是看圣经。
Twice in this passage, Paul says, "According to the Scriptures."
在我们刚读经文里面有两次，保罗讲到说根据经文。
Now Baptists value church tradition and church history.
我们浸信会，我们很珍惜教会的一个传统和历史。
But back to the Bible is our cry.
但是回到圣经是我们的呼求。
Charles Spurgeon was a 19th century Baptist and one of the greatest preachers in history.
斯伯尊他是十九世纪很有名的一个宣教家。
He was so confident in the power of Scripture.
他对圣经的能力是非常有信心的。
Once when asked to defend the Bible, he replied like this.
那有时被询问到说要捍卫圣经，他怎么回答？
I'd rather defend a roaring lion.
他说就好像站立在一个吼叫狮子面前，我也不怕。
As Baptist Christians, we love the Bible.
当一个浸信会的信徒，我们爱圣经。
We honor the Bible.
我们尊荣圣经。
And we declare the Bible.
我们宣扬圣经。
This is my calling.
这是我的呼求。
To preach the Scriptures.
来宣讲圣经。
I am not called to preach personal theories or opinion.
我不是被呼召来讲我个人的想法或是我个人的理论。
I'm called to give honest, humble exposition of the Scriptures.
我被呼召是要来宣讲真实谦卑的来宣讲圣经。
And I will do this no matter how gloriously uncomfortable it makes us.
那我会这么做，即使是让你觉得很不舒服。
It's my Baptist heritage.
这是我浸信会的一个遗产。
And of course, Baptists practice believers' baptism.
那当然，我们浸信会，我们施行帮信徒来施行浸礼。
Recently, I've been wearing a baseball cap with the logo of my hometown soccer team in the UK.
那最近我戴了一个帽子，它是代表了我的家乡的一个足球队的一个象征。
The soccer team is not doing well at the moment.
那个足球队他们并表现不是很好。
But I identify with this soccer team in a way I will never identify with any other team.
但是我对这个足球队他们认同的方法是我对其他球队不会这么做的。
There's a connection that runs deep within me.
因为在我内心深处，我跟他有很深的一个连结。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 3, it says that we are baptized into Christ.
罗马书六章三节讲说，我们受洗归入基督。
In baptism, we express a connection with Jesus that runs at the deepest level of our being.
在洗礼中，我们表达我们跟耶稣的一个连结，这种连结是在我们生命中的最深处里面运行。
Romans 6 verse 5 says that in baptism we are united with Christ in His death.
那在罗马书六章五节说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
And we will be united with him in his resurrection.
我们也会在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Baptism simply means that we sign over our lives, our own ownership of our lives, to Jesus.
那洗礼的意思是说，浸礼的意思就是说，我们把我们生命的主权交给耶稣基督。
Romans 6 verse 6 says that our old self was crucified with Jesus.
罗马书六章六节讲到说，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
This does not mean I'm perfect.
意思不是说我是完美的。
It means my life is on a journey of renewal under the leadership of Jesus Christ.
他意思是说，在基督耶稣基督的领导之下，我的生命开始了一个更新的一个旅程。
And being immersed into water and brought up out of water supremely captures this identification with Christ's death and resurrection.
那受浸在水里面，那再从水里出来，意味着我们是归入耶稣的死，那与他一同复活。
This is why in the New Testament, baptism is only for those who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以为什么在新约里面，浸礼对那些是相信耶稣基督的人施行
？But you might well ask, do not other Christians believe in the Bible? Practice believers' baptism and declare that Jesus is Lord.
可是你可能会问说，那其他的信徒他们不相信圣经，他们不施行浸礼，他们也不宣召耶稣基督是主吗
？So what makes Baptists distinctive?
那我们浸信会有什么不一样呢
？It's our theology of the church.
是我们对教会的这个神学的信仰。
Romans 6 verse 3 says that we are baptized into Christ.
罗马书六章三节讲说，我们是受洗归入基督。
Notice the emphasis on into.
你要注意到归入。
Baptism not only identifies us with Jesus, it identifies us with the body of Christ.
那洗礼呢，不是让我们归入基督而已，而是归入一个基督的身体。
1 Corinthians 12 verse 13 says that we are baptized by or with the Spirit into the body of Christ.
哥林多前书一章十二节，哥林多前书十二章十三节讲到说，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
Baptism signals entry into the church.
那洗礼意思说你进入加入了一个教会。
One of the saddest errors made by some Christians today.Is when they think that they do not need to be part of the church to be a Christian.
那今天很多很难过，就是说今天很多信徒他们有一个错误的想法，就是说当一个基督徒，他们不需要去教会。
The New Testament writers would be astonished at this idea.
那新约的作者会觉得对这个想法觉得很惊讶。
In the New Testament, personal faith is expressed in relationship with other believers.
因为在新约里面，我们个人的那个关系是在跟其他会众的关系。
And the primary expression of this is the local congregation.
那怎么去表达这个关系呢？就是我们当地的一些会众。
We demonstrate that we are part of the people of God by belonging to a local congregation.
我们加入一个教会，那表示说我们是教会神子民的一员。
Remember that in John's Gospel, Jesus repeatedly commanded his disciples to love one another.
记得在约翰的福音里面，耶稣他鼓励他的门徒要彼此相爱。
To fulfill his command in a meaningful way requires a commitment to a local congregation.
为了要完成这样，你必须要能委身在一群会众里面。
Only in fellowship with one another do we learn to love.
唯有在你在委身到彼此，我们才能够在委身在一个会众里面，我们才能够实行彼此相爱。
Or discover our spiritual gifts.
或是发现我们的属灵的一个恩赐。
Walk in faith.
或在爱。在信心同行
and gather in worship.
或一起敬拜。
This is so important that we ask people to covenant together.
所以这很重要的说，我们希望能我们彼此立约。
What we rather inaccurately call church membership.
那就是我们的加入会员。
Baptists have always taken Matthew chapter 18 verse 20 very seriously.
那我们浸信会我们。看待马太福音十八章二十节是非常严肃的。
Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them."
耶稣说，无论在哪里与两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就我与他们同在。
For the first Baptists, knowing that Christ was in their midst when they came together was a supreme focus of worship.
对于第一批的浸信徒的会友来讲说。其实基督徒在基督在他们中间，当他们在一起的时候，那就他们敬拜的最高点。
It's how they understood church business meetings.
那就是我们怎么了解我们教会的会开会。
When they voted, they were not voting for personal opinion.
当他们投票的时候，他们投的不是对一个个人的他的想法。
They were voting for what they believed the Lord's will to be.
他们投的是说他们相信神的旨意会成就。
And once the vote was taken, no matter how individuals voted.Each one respected the corporate wisdom of Christ.
那当他们投票了以后呢，他们就不在乎到底投的是什么，而是他们相信神的智慧在他们当中。
Without targeting those who voted differently.
他们不会去针对那些投不一样意见的人。
At its best, the Baptist theology of the church requires mature grace.
那我们浸信会的一个教会的一个神学，我们需要一个很大的恩典。
Great humility.
很谦卑。
Mutual love.
互相的相爱
and a worshipful heart.
还有一个敬拜的心。
This is what church membership really means.
这是教会会员的真正的意义。
Let me mention two more key Baptist convictions.
让我问大家再讲两点，我们浸信会很重要的一个信念。
In 1612, an English Baptist wrote a declaration of religious freedom.
在一六一二年的时候，有一个英国的一个浸信会会友，他宣告了一个宗教自由的一个信念。
The first in what historians call the modern era.
那在那个年代，他是很第一个。
Ironically, because of it, he was imprisoned until death by the same monarch who gave us the King James Bible.
那因为他这样的一个宣言呢，所以他被关在监牢里面。那这个他被关到直到他死。
In his declaration, he emphasized this.
在他的宣言里面，他怎么说？
When religious freedom is denied, true freedom collapses.
当一个宗教的信由被拒绝了，自由被拒绝了以后，真正的自由就瓦解了。
This is what it means in Matthew 22, verse 21.
这就是马太福音22章21节所讲的。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but to God what is God's.
将该撒的物归给该撒，将神的物归给神。
Freedom to put God first is part of our Baptist DNA.
能够有自由把神放在第一位，这是我们浸信会的基因。
And as we look around the world, it is desperately needed today.
那我们看世界的时候，我们知道这是我们急切迫切需要的。
Finally, Baptist Christians have been at the forefront of evangelism and mission.
最后，浸信会一直站在我们传道和宣教的最前锋。
The Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, inspires us to proclaim the gospel.
马太福音二十八章十九到二十节讲到我们的大使命。
But one Baptist stands out.
但是有一个宣教士他站出来。
In the late 17th century, this young, sorry, the late 18th century, forgive me. In the late 18th century, this young man ached because so many people had not heard the gospel.
在十八七世纪的时候，这个年轻人他知道世界很多角落他还没有知道福音，他觉得心里很痛。
Sponsored by a group of pastors, he went to India.
所以有一群呢。牧师他们就资助他，他就到了印度的这个地方来。
And there he spent the rest of his life proclaiming the gospel.
在那里，他度过他的余生来宣扬福音。
His name is William Carey.
他的名字叫威里克莲，威廉克里。
His desire to tell people about Jesus inspired the modern missionary movement.
他的心对于他的这个行动呢，还激励了摩登时代的一个宣教的一个运动。
In one way or another, all of us who know Jesus owe Carey a debt of gratitude.
所以我们觉得我们信徒，我们欠他一个谢谢。
Charlotte Moon was born into a wealthy family in the United States in 1840.
在1840年的时候，夏洛特呢，她是出生在美国的一个很富有的一个家庭里面。
Known as Lottie, she loved to learn languages.
那人们称她为乐蒂，那她很喜欢学习语言。
At school, she studied French, Italian, and Latin.
在学校里面，她学习法文、意大利文和拉丁文。
And biblical Hebrew and Greek.
圣经的希伯来文和希腊文。
Her family was Baptist, but she had no interest until Christianity, until she came to faith at 17.
那她的家人是浸信会的信徒，但是她对信仰并没有兴趣，直到她的17岁的时候。
In 1873, at age of 32 and unmarried, She went to northern China.
1873年，她32岁，她没有结婚，她来到了中国的北方。
And there she heard God's call to missions as clear as a bell, she says.
在那里，她听到神，她就是她宣教的一个呼召，那个声音响如鸣钟。
Lottie realized that to show Christ's love, she should wear Chinese clothing.
那乐蒂她觉得说，为了要展现她对耶稣的爱呢，她必须要穿中国式的服装。
Master Chinese languages,
他要学中文,
like Don,
就像 Don 他们,
and respect Chinese culture.
他们必须要学会的尊重中国的文化。
And this she did.
他是这么做的。
She preached, led Bible studies, and cared for the poor.
那他为那些人很年轻，很他照顾那些贫穷的人，他也带领圣茶经。
She even made cookies for children.
他甚至为孩子来做饼干。
Soon she was called the Cookie Lady.
很快人们称呼她为饼干女士。
When famine struck China in 1912, Lottie's devotion to Chinese people was clearly seen.
那1912年，当这个饥荒来冲击到中国的时候，那乐蒂她的对中国人爱心很明显的彰显出来了。
She gave up all of her money and food so they could eat.
她放弃她所有的钱。和食物，所以那些人可以有东西吃。
This severely affected her health.
这很严重的影响她的健康。
Her weight dropped to 50 pounds.
她的体重掉到50磅。
And fellow missionaries arranged for her to return to the United States to recover.
那她宣教士的同伴呢？他们 他们帮忙安排让他回到美国，说他能够恢复健康。
She died en route on Christmas Eve of 1912.
在1912年，他回到美国的路上的时候，在那天是圣诞平安夜，他是过世了。
But Lottie Moon's influence cannot be forgotten.
但是他的影响力是没有办法被人遗忘的。
In 1888, she urged the American Southern Baptist Convention to establish an annual Christmas offering to support missions.
那1888年，她催促美国的南方浸信会，他们建立一个圣诞节的奉献事工。
Since then, this annual offering has raised over $3 billion for missions.
从那时候开始，他们为这个全世界的宣教事工，他们已经筹款募得了30亿。
More than this, Lottie paved the way for women to be honored in leadership and missions work.
不止如此，乐蒂还为后来的女性在宣教事工里面当个领导的地位铺了一个路。
And she led hundreds and hundreds of Chinese people to faith in Jesus Christ.
而且她带领了上百个中国人，他们相信耶稣基督。
Baptist Christians like Lottie Moon love Jesus.
那我们浸信徒、浸信会的信友，就好像乐蒂一样，我们爱耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
我们跟随耶稣。
Proclaim Jesus.
我们宣扬耶稣。
And live for Jesus.
我们为耶稣而活。
We love the Bible.
我们爱圣经。
We love Jesus' church, the body of Christ.
我们爱耶稣的教会，就是基督的身体。
We believe that only in a freely given commitment of faith can someone know Jesus.
我们相信只有自在的一个在信心上能够委身，才能够认识耶稣。
We affirm that baptism is the seal of that personal commitment.
我们相信一个浸礼是我们对一个相信的一个图章。
We covenant together in membership to walk in love.
我们委身在会员里面，能够在爱中同行。
Above all, Jesus takes supreme place in our lives.
那在这一切之上，耶稣在我们生命是有至高地位的。
In this congregation.
也在这个会众里面有至高地位。
And over this world.
他的权力也大过这个世界上一切。
This is the stream of Christian faith that Trinity Baptist stands within.
是在这个真理上我们浸信会站立。
And I for one am thankful.
那我很感恩。
Let's affirm Jesus as Lord by singing a fabulous Methodist hymn.
接下来我们用这个歌来回应诗歌。
A hymn by Charles Wesley.
是威斯利他所写的一个诗歌。
Crown him with many crowns. Let's stand together and sing.
那我们一起齐声站立。
Oh
different words to that. That's why I'm thinking, what is that anyway? Actually, it was written by an Anglican, but that's okay. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace to us. We thank you, Lord, that you set us apart to serve you. As we go into this week, may you know your power and glory in our lives, and may we give you all praise and thanks, for we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.